ABC News.
A winter weather advisory kicks into effect later today through tomorrow from Grand Island, Lincoln, Kansas City, over towards St. Louis. Regardless, some snow at times today, tonight, tomorrow, with measurable amounts varying. Cold, too. High struggle into the 20s today. We stay around 10 tonight, upper teens tomorrow. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 10 degrees.
Since 1871, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has delivered on customer expectations of trust, reliability, and service. Generations have relied on the personal touch that our experienced staff provides. If you're establishing an account, seeking a loan, or any of the other financial services that we offer, stop in and visit. We're proud to continue service to the community. The State Bank of Blue Rapids is also innovative, offering the latest in banking practices, including internet banking and online bill payment. Find us online for more details at statebankbr.com. Personal banking, commercial banking, 24/7 banking. We're here for you, the State Bank of Blue Rapids, member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-American Bird News, good Wednesday morning. The government's Jerry Crofts says most of Kansas has remained on this past month, prompting some concerns about development of the state's winter. The National Agriculture Statistics Service reported yesterday that wheat can be 5% very poor and 14% poor statewide, 37% in fair condition, with 42% in good condition, only 2% ranking in excellent shape. Kansas revenue officials are saying the state slightly exceeded revenue estimates in December. Kansas Department of Revenue said yesterday tax collections in December were nearly $531 million, exceeding revenue estimates by about $6 million, or about 1%. Combined with higher-than-expected revenues in November, the state's budget shortfall in the current fiscal year is now about $342 million. Mid-America Network News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. 2 for $4. That is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 sandwiches now for just $4. Only a Burger King.
There's a million places you could shop, but only one you should. The new GNC. It's a milestone. There's new lower prices and even more deal options from the best brands. And now you can earn alternative free cashback rewards. Now everyone wins with new lower prices and free cashback rewards. Find out more at your local GNC or GNC.com. Welcome to day one. It's one new GNC.
An attorney for a Las Vegas man who had $32,000 seized says the Kansas Highway Patrol is getting away with highway robbery through its asset forfeiture program. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the money was taken from Salvador Franco back in March when he pulled into a central Kansas rest stop. No charges have been filed, but court documents allege Franco's money is tied to controlled substances. Franco, however, says he intended to buy a truck in St. Louis, where he thought he could get a better deal than in Las Vegas. Emergency crews called to a series of explosions last night in Grandview, Missouri, south of Kansas City. No injuries reported. City officials confirmed to a Kansas City TV station Tuesday night there were several explosions at a lawn care business, including the first massive explosion. That was strong enough to blow those out of 7 homes and 19 apartments in the area. Officials speculating ammunition inside the building may be involved. ATF called in to investigate. Mid-America, Fort News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
We'll be right back.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. The trial of a man accused of stuffing a Colorado man's body into a barrel after killing him back in 2015 won't be moved to another location. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports Morrill County District Court Judge Leo DeBrovolny ruled yesterday that 25-year-old Zachary Mueller's trial would be held in Bridgeport, despite extensive pre-trial publicity. Mueller has pleaded not guilty to killing 33-year-old Pedro Dominguez of Greeley, Colorado. Nebraska lawmakers kicking off their 2017 session facing some major issues, including a push for tax reforms and a nearly $900 million budget shortfall. The session that begins today is likely to include debates over income, sales, and property taxes. Governor Pete Ricketts says he believes the state can reduce income and property taxes and balance the budget. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Tuesday approved a $50 a month cost of living increase for all county employees effective January 1st. The county attorney met to discuss a property at 900 Alston Street in Marysville, which did not sell at a tax sale, requesting approval to issue a trespassing order on the current occupants of the property. Commissioners approved the request. Commissioners approved appointment of Jamie Smith as Franklin Township Treasurer to replace Linda Weber, who resigned. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Tuesday discussed a new appointment to the Washington County Hospital Board. Cindy Holdy of Lynn is willing to accept the position and was approved. She will replace Ewald Holdy on the board. Commissioner Ouellette said he'd received a call from a citizen wishing to lease land and build a hangar at the county airport. No building standards have been established, and commissioners discussed creating a policy regarding building standards at the Washington County Airport. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Tuesday held a public hearing to consider adoption of the budget amendments for 2016 for Nemahal County. No one from the public was present. That was approved as presented. Marysville City Council meeting last Tuesday approved a 25-cent per hour pay raise for all city employees effective the first pay period, 2017. That was approved unanimously. A 0.75% raise for each employee on the 2017 anniversary of their hiring was approved as the city begins a merit pay system with an annual evaluation. The motion passed 6-1 with Vicki Gross voting no. City Council plans a quarterly workshop, the first to be held January 11th at 5 p.m. at the Wagon Wheel to address city issues. The workshops will be open to the public. City Council approved a contract with the Marysville Chamber of Commerce to continue operating the Marshall County Visitor Center in Marysville. Danny M. Hackler, age 63, of Odell, passed away December 29. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 6 at the Fox Funeral Home. Visitation at the Fox Funeral Home after 8 a.m. Tuesday until 9 p.m. Wednesday. Fox Funeral Home Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Danny Hackler. Weldon D. Monk Wicklander, age 80, of Odell, passed away January 1st. There will be no service. A guest book is available online at foxfuneralhome.net. Fox Funeral Home Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Weldon Monk Wicklander. Jeanette Hansen, age 96, of Marysville, passed away December 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Of rosaries planned Friday at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Hansen. Wayne John Hildebrand, age 87, of Marysville, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Wayne Hildebrand. Dolores A. Schmidt-Puhala, age 68, of Steiner, passed away January 2nd. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5. Family will greet friends Friday from 3 until 5 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Puhala. Mary Detke, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary. Kinsley's and Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Detke. Arliss Sue Holland Dick, age 73, of Axtell, passed away January 1st. Memorial service Saturday, 10:30 at the Northridge Church in Seneca. Interment in the Baileyville Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 at the church. Popkiss Mortuary of Sabetha in charge of arrangements for Arliss Dick. Martin Voley, age 48, of Marysville, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5:30 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Martin Voley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, Tonka Burger, Mexican rice, lettuce, tomato, applesauce, and cinnamon coffee cake. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Bitter cold air tumbling south from the Canadian Plateau across the northern tier of states, with wind chill advisories in effect across Washington State, Montana, North, South Dakota, Minnesota. In fact, even some wind chill warnings around Minot and Williston today. Wind chills between 10 and 45 below in spots. Another major winter storm bearing down on the Cascades, the Sierra Nevada, and the Rocky Mountain Range. With winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, winter storm watches from Colorado, New Mexico, across Utah, into parts of Northern California, Nevada, into parts of Oregon. Winter weather advisories preceding that storm from eastern Kansas, eastern Nebraska, across Missouri, downstate Illinois, tonight, tomorrow. A winter weather advisory kicks into effect later today through tomorrow from Grand Island, Lincoln, Kansas City, over towards St. Louis. Regardless, some snow at times today, tonight, tomorrow, with measurable amounts varying. Cold, too. Highs struggle into the 20s today. We stay around 10 tonight, upper teens tomorrow. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
10 degrees in Marysville this morning, average high temperature early January, 39, the average low 20, with sunset this evening at 5:13, sunrise in the morning 7:41. A light north wind gives us a wind chill below zero. It is cold outside. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 4th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Red Raiders leave the Mountaineers in shock. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. With seconds left in overtime and down by two, Anthony Livingston of the Red Raiders sent the home crowd into a frenzy.
10 seconds. For the lead, Livingston. Yes! West Virginia out of timeouts. Carter for the win. Texas Tech, the biggest win of the year.
The call on ESPN, Texas Tech upset West Virginia 77-76. Meanwhile, on the ice, the Blue Jackets refused to lose. William Carlson helped his team out with a second period power play goal.
Come over to Brandon Saad, top of the left wing circle, back to Carlson with a shot, and he scores!
Bob McGilligott on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan. Columbus wins its 16th game in a row with a 3-1 victory over Edmonton. In the NBA, the Lakers were able to beat the Grizzlies thanks to the performance of Nick Young.
Randall back to Young, another three by Nick. Good again. 34-32 Lakers.
John Ireland on ESPN LA 710. Young had 20 points on the night in the Lakers 116-102 win. The Sacramento Kings were victorious in Denver thanks to Darren Collison's 26-point night.
Barnes straight away at three-point range to the right angle. Collison uncovered for three. Heaton's got the bucket. Oh, that could be huge. The Kings now have a double-digit advantage. They're up 116-105.
Gary Giroud on KHTK. The Kings beat the Nuggets 120-113. From the pros to college, number 3 Kansas and Kansas State found themselves in a tight ball game. With the game tied at 88 and time expiring, Sviatoslav Mikhailiuk helped the Jayhawks avoid the upset.
Up to Mikhailiuk. Mikhailiuk for the win!
Call on ESPN. Kansas holds on for a 90-88 win. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball play Tuesday in girls action. Marysville beat Falls City 54-38. Lynn took Valley Heights 43-35. Centralia girls over Frankfort 71-54. Diller Odell beat Exeter Milligan 46-44, and Freeman took Southern 31-23. In boys' play, Marysville over Falls City 50-45. Valley Heights down Lynn 68-43. Frankfort topped Centralia 62-61. Exeter Milligan held off Diller Odell 46-18, and Freeman beat Southern 33-19.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Will the next Ag Secretary please stand up? USDA still without a leader with President-elect Donald Trump, but not for long, as Trump expected to announce his choice for Ag Secretary this week. Still no clear frontrunner. Media circuit started the week naming former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as the leading candidate, but by Tuesday, reports suggested a former Lieutenant Governor of California was the top choice. Perdue, a Democrat turned Republican, served on Trump's Ag Advisory Committee during the presidential campaign. He would appease Trump's Ag Advisory Committee, but he may not have the final name in the hat. A White House correspondent for CNN said former Lieutenant Governor Abel Maldonado emerging as the frontrunner. He is a Mexican-American who grew up in a farming family and currently operates a California vineyard. USDA secretary, one of the last few major positions for Trump to fill. The transition team did have two leaders removed from the post early going. Currently, Brian Klippenstein of Protect the Harvest and Kerry Castile, former associate commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture, leading the efforts for the ag transition team. Well, Robert Lighthizer has been named the trade minister in the Trump team. The Journal reporting he has negotiation experience from the time in the Reagan administration. If confirmed, he will take lead in talks that could culminate in the bilateral deal of the Trump team prefers. Lighthizer will be part of the revamped team, whose mission includes confronting China and Mexico, which Trump contends to have taken advantage of the U.S. under current trade agreements. China keeping a close eye on Trump's trade plans. Last month, when Trump named Peter Navarro the newly formed White House National Trade Council, China fired back, saying cooperation is the correct choice. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig. Good morning. The outgoing presidential administration will leave in its political wake not just pending or new regulations and executive orders, but unfinished tax policies as well. The current administration's Treasury Department's pending estate tax rule to end or reduce discounts on farm asset value counted for taxation will not be finalized before President-elect Donald Trump takes office on January 20th. Many in agriculture and Congress have long criticized the estate tax for making it harder to pass on farms to the next generation, even while others argue most farming operations meet the estate tax exclusion. American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Pat Wolf says
the administration also ended the year without issuing the final regs on the way some assets are valued for estate tax purposes. We're hoping that with the new administration that proposal will be withdrawn, and that would be a good end to that scare.
Also unsettled, how Congress will resolve so-called sit-up basis that limits capital gains tax to the gain between the time of death, not original purchase, and the time of sale.
We don't know how Congress will deal with continuing the stepped-up basis and whether or not they'll impose a new capital gains tax at death. Those are big questions. How that comes out is important for farmers and ranchers.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Tax Advisor Pat Wolf. It's obvious the incoming administration has a lot to undo and also quite a lot to do to get started. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. A year ago, the forecasters warned that China would be cutting back on its imports of American soybeans. But just the opposite happened. Why? After this.
Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com. Rely on Power Service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add Diesel Fuel Supplement Plus Cetane Boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need Power Service Diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide.
So it turns out that grain market forecasting and weather forecasting have a lot in common. They're wrong some of the time, and that was the case with Chinese soybeans. A year ago, you might recall that it was expected that in 2016, we would have a decrease of imports from China of U.S. soybeans. But the opposite happened. Rich Feltus is a commodity market analyst with R.J. O'Brien, and he says it was a bit of a surprise.
Yes, indeed, and I think part of that stems from their very profitable hog margins that have been 60, 70, 80, even in this last week, $90 ahead, if you can imagine that. And with that, there has been a ramped-up demand for soy meal. The cash soy meal markets in China have been trading at an inverse. That is, they're paying a lot more for spot meal than they are for deferred meal. And that has kept the crushers very busy, very interested in buying soybeans. And they've been able to lock in U.S. cargoes at very profitable import margins, crush margins, and hence their buying has exceeded expectations. It's been front-loaded. And quite frankly, some of it may in fact be related to concern on the part of the Chinese crushers that if there is a bump in the road in China-U.S. trade relations in agriculture, that they are going to be better served by being over-covered on their forward needs rather than simply hand-to-mouth. Now, if there is a calming influence through all of this, I think it's the fact that Mr. Trump has appointed the Iowa governor, Branstad, as the ambassador. China is Iowa's number two export market, and hence he certainly knows the values of all this, and I think is going to be certainly conveying that to all of Trump's inner circle here as you know, the new administration unfolds.
What about Chinese imports of U.S. corn?
You know, we're not at the point as yet where corn exports are working competitively into the Asian market. They're trying to address this enormous corn stockpile problem that they have. China holds nearly half the world's reserve of corn. It's expensive to carry, and after carrying it several years, it starts to deteriorate. And then only becomes useful to their domestic ethanol industry.
More thoughts on the commodity markets from Rich Feltus tomorrow. Back after this.
The Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 112 years. At the Farmers Cooperative, we're constantly looking for ways to help our producers become more successful. Allow us to serve you with our quality people, products, and services. We would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business, and we're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY, 10 degrees, wind chill 2 below zero with just a light north wind. And we will remain in the icebox for a couple of days. In fact, winter weather may add some snow to the picture, an inch or more possible the next day or so.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports on your Wednesday. I'm Rick Averett. V. McCallick went the length of the court and